What is up, everybody? Today we are talking Tamar Braxton's new look and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
I always do the eyes. You gotta do the eyes when it's Prince. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. Joining me today, rocking jeans like me.
I know, it's all denim.
Is Courtney Stewart in her denim?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Look good, Courtney.
Thank you. So do you.
You got your little necklace on.
I know.
We are matching. I got black jeans on.
Well, I have on a denim skirt and I have a black top, so we kind of like
switched
it.
Coordinated.
You know. Because apparently we got abandoned by everybody else.
We had guests.
We had Jesse. Everybody just like, I can't make it.
I can't even lie. We used to think about skipping the show.
But then we were like, you know what? It's summer. We want to come.
Is it summer?
Like, well, wow, it feels like summer. I mean, don't get beside yourself.
It ain't even April
yet. It feels
like
summer, but it's like 80 degrees today.
I mean, it's supposed to be 80 degrees for like 5 days.
I'm very excited about that. Like, I feel really excited about that.
I don't. I'm so about it. I like the rain.
We had rain and cold though for like a month.
I mean, it wasn't that long.
It was like a month. It felt like a long time.
These are L.A. problems, everybody.
L.A. problems.
You know, when you in other places, you know, you are happy when it rains.
I'm 75 plus. It needs to be 75 plus and sunny. And once a month, we could get like a nice drizzly rainy day, and I'd be happy.
I could go 2 more weeks with rain. I'd be happy.
Oh, no. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Straight?
Especially on the weekends when you're chilling, watching a little Netflix.
Well, see, that's the problem. I'd just be chilling because it'd be raining. I'd be wanting to curl up with a book and some tea and get fat and order food and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to go to the gym and do all that kind of stuff.
So. See, now it's all revealed. All right. Well, I'm your host, Daryl Kristen, if I haven't introduced myself, which I haven't.
You did not do that.
It's okay. But we are here. We're going to be representing. You're going to get a lot of one-on-ones with me and Courtney
today. This is our first time in however many years we've done the show. It's just been you and
I.
No guests, no Jesse. It's just us.
And she has her shades on because she don't really want to see my
I do. I have my shades on because I look crazy if you want to be all the way real. So like,
you don't look crazy.
I barely made it today. I can't even get them off. So, as I complained to you earlier, the whole, like, having to put on makeup and stuff, like, it just wasn't rolling. Some days you just don't feel like it, you know? The ponytail wasn't sitting right, and then makeup and all that, it was too much work. So that's why I've had
Just do what Tamar Braxton.
Well, hey, I've done what Tamar Braxton did many years ago and have been considering to do it again for, like, the last 3 years. But, for those of you guys that don't know, Miss Tamar, she, you know, shaved off all her hair. I believe she did it actually last week or the week before.
Yeah, the picture
kind of came out and everybody was like, wow, she looks really good. And most of you guys know she's going through a divorce from her husband, Vincent Herbert, or maybe they're not getting divorced. I'm not really sure.
I'm a little confused by one day like, they're divorced, next day.
And then she's defending. Like, yeah. I don't really know what's going on. But anyway, this week she was on the Steve Harvey show. And she's kind of come under fire for some comments that she made on the show. Basically, Steve Harvey had a panel of multiple people. She was on that panel with, like, Carrie Hilson and Kimberly Harvey. And the topic came up about whether or not you should change your appearance for your mate. And the topic came up because Gordon Ramsay had mentioned earlier in the year that he had shed over 50 pounds for his wife, basically to keep his wife happy. And Tamar basically said that she would change her appearance for her mate. And those of you that don't know her backstory, she was very clear about how her husband, Vince, liked blonde, light-skinned girls. Yeah. And so
she
had a bevy of blonde wigs all the time because she wanted to be blonde for him. And she said, so one of the ladies on the panel was like, well, I mean, you change your appearance for your mate. That's like not a great thing to do. And if your man is telling you like, oh, you need to lose some weight or whatever, that could send you further into the spiral that you're already in terms of gaining weight and all of that. And Tamar said, quote, you want him to act like he's not he's attracted to you when he's not. You want him to lie to you, though. And then she went on to say, it's not like you don't feel yourself slipping. I'd rather my mate come and tell me you're looking like a hot mess .org, because, you know, that's real Tamar, than for you to go out there and get you somebody better than me when you could have had a conversation with me. It's a conversation. And then she went on to explain that she, you know, did the blonde hair and things because that's what her mate liked. And she said, quote, I think that's a responsibility for women to have. It's to stay current and on top of it for your man. So you agree with Tamar?
Yes.
What about?
Absolutely. Okay, I'll explain.
Go ahead.
Because I see you about to go in
I'm
on me.
You didn't
let
nobody.
Me. You didn't even let me. You know, get the
in.
Full sentence out. But
go ahead, go
I
ahead.
Will say it is for a woman and for a man equally in whatever relationship you're in. Because this is why: at the end of the day, you want to be attractive to the person that you're with. Everybody wants to be considered attractive to the person that they're with.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of ego you got. I don't care what kind of attitude you got. You, mm-hmm. When you are by yourself, you want other people to want you and to be attracted to you. Mm-hmm. So if you have gained a little weight, if you've lost a little hair, if you have a couple extra wrinkles. I mean, wrinkles are a different thing. That's a whole other cosmetic thing. But let me start with weight, all right? Or let's start with a hairstyle. If I was your man and you were like, you know what, Daryl? I don't really like your little curly high-top fade. Like, you know, it's not working for you. Or I don't like your low haircut bald. It makes your head look big. If I'm with you, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm attracted mm-hmm. to her. I want to be with her. And if this is something minor like that, I could deal with that. Now, if you say, hey, or even if you're like, hey, you're getting a little chubby, the gut nation is jumping off, I'd appreciate that. I'm like, yo, I'm going to go work out for you because I want to be sexy for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're like, hey, you know, I hate your nose, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to get a nose job. I mean, that's a different...
Get some butt implants.
Yeah, you get some butt implants, or get some chest implants. Those are all different. That's different. More extensive.
That's different.
I'd have to really want that for myself for me to deliver that to you afterwards. So, yes, to answer your question, I think Tamar Braxton is right. I think that also I think it's a little bit harder for probably on women than men in a lot of ways, because men are such visual beings, mm-hmm. and we just are, and some women are, but I would say that I hate to go back to the stereotype, but women are more emotional than men, or emotionally attached or connected with the men. I mean, don't get me wrong, they want them to look good too. I ain't saying they don't, because you give me the cuckoo eye. But what I'm saying to you is that men, theoretically, historically, and probably statistically, mm-hmm. are more physical beings. So we look at a woman and say, okay, I want, you know, I have a visualization or a fantasy. That's why, you know, the fantasy. That's why mm-hmm. men a lot of times want their woman to, you know, they do role playing and things like that. So
Daryl's selling all his business.
I listen. Y'all listen.
I love he said men be role playing. You don't know what men, you know what you be doing.
I mean, listen. I like my girl
with a little wig on.
You know.
Well, I'm curious. Okay, it's funny because you're like, I'm not going to jump down your throat. I actually agree that you should maintain your appearance to the best of your ability. My question is, but when we're talking about fitness and stuff like that, like, to me, that's a little different because that's also lifestyle choices. Like, if you're getting out of shape and gaining a whole lot of weight, you've started to do something different in your life. And that is a problem, and that's a health issue, and that goes beyond just aesthetics, which are still important, obviously. But anyway, my question, though, is, for example, because I've actually been in this situation, in Tamar's case, for instance, say she wasn't, or maybe she was married right now, right? And she's not going through the drama with the wedding, but like maybe she's going through stress because of, you know, she's lost that job on the show, and, you know, and she just wants to really change her look.
Sure.
And just, she shaves her head.
You mean,
is
without,
that acceptable?
You mean without, like, just having a conversation with
So you think she should have had to discuss it with him first?
I mean, here's the thing.
Because that's what I'm more curious about.
I mean...
Especially black women. Because black women change hair a lot.
They do. But I think that if you're just going to go... If I have been with you and you've always had longer hair, or I married you with longer hair, and then all of a sudden you just come home and you are bald, I mean, I feel like you at least should have given me a heads up. I think that's just out of respect.
That's so interesting.
I think it's just out of respect. I'm not saying I control whether you do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, just out of respect, if that's what got me, like, that's what you got me with, to just, like, all of a sudden.
But
just,
what if I got you at 20 and now I'm 50?
Still, I still think it just, if anything,
so you expect,
if anything,
you desire
if anything,
the same if, hairstyle for like
no,
most of the
that's
life?
No, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying at least if it's going to be a dramatic hairstyle where you go from hair to baldy like Tamar did, you should probably give me a heads up because I'm going to be like, whoa,
Is that still a problem in your brain? Even though like wigs and weaves and extensions are like a regular occurrence for all women at this point, not just like black women.
No, I mean, white chicks
white is where, but, and they have all, actually
look at Britney Spears.
Been, but, you know what I mean? Yeah, so, but like even in that, you would still be like, girl, no, like you need to tell me first.
What if they got extensions?
No, like if she shaved her head, even though she can totally put a wig on the next day and be like, babe, I got the long hair again.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
A wig and hair are two totally different things. It's okay, a, it's like what was it? You ever see that Fresh Prince episode where it was Will Smith and Tisha Campbell, and he dated her. She had the blue contacts in. She had the long.
Oh,
wig
and then
on,
she ended up taking
and then
everything
she ended up
off.
Taking everything off. Yeah. And she looked like a totally different person. That's the type of thing. Like, men get scared of that kind of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. now, Tamar Braxton, actually think she looks better with
oh,
her hair
shape. Oh, she looks way
like
better bald
because
to me.
Because to me, but... I thought all that excess makeup and all that excess blonde, she looked more like a character versus mm-hmm. a human being. So okay. to me, she's showing her natural beauty. I like it. I think it's great. Would I still want a heads up if
you
I was
still
Vince?
Want the heads up?
Absolutely. I mean, wouldn't you want a heads up if, like, I decided if you were dating me, I decided just to go blonde, bleach my hair blonde, and come home with a you know, in a big part in the middle
I
of my head?
I wouldn't want a heads up. I would just be like, oh, why did you do that? Like, it wouldn't be something that I'm like, you need to tell that so we can have a conversation about it before you do it. I would just be like, Derry, you going through something, baby? Like,
you would just be that okay with it.
But what am I going to do? I would never, like, something like hair and stuff like that, that's a...
Or
it's not
so
a thing
man,
for me.
So you're okay. We,
I can't
I know
think
you're,
of a thing that would bother for men. Yeah,
I know your X-Men.
Yeah,
he's got long, great dreads. What if you were dating him still, and he just came home and it was all shaven? But you were what you when you started dating him, he had them long dreads.
He actually had short dreads when we started dating, and I hated dreadlocks. So this is a hard thing, okay. But like I came to love them. And actually, that conversation did happen because at one point he was thinking about cutting them off, and I was just like, I won't tell you what I wanted him to keep them for. But then
that sounds real freaky, and now I gotta know no, what the hell does that
not,
mean?
It's not freaky at all. There was something
you like
specific.
Tie it up certain
Shut
places
up.
And be like,
God.
Like what? Like,
no,
what?
There was just a specific thing that I wanted him to keep them for, and then I was like, if you want to shave them, I don't care. That's your hair. Like I get that you're attracted to somebody for certain things. I just feel like, especially men, are just way more hung up on hair because there's really nothing about a man outside of. Getting like way overweight and fitness and that kind of thing that I can think of. Like you said, if you blonded your hair, I would think you were crazy probably and be like, why you do that for? But I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, you cannot have this blonde hair walking around with me. Maybe a tattoo on your face. Like, I don't know what a man could do that would make me be like.
Or tattoo your face or, yeah, or your neck or...
But
I mean, those are more extreme
physically,
things.
But yeah. Anyway, well.
I ain't mad. I'm not mad.
I'm not entirely mad, but the whole idea of like checking in to like clear it like and to do it for your mate is what I have an issue with because I have multiple personalities when it comes to what I look like. So if I feel like I want to be blue today or I want to shave my hair off one day or cut this or that, like I want to be able to do
and
that.
And you think that whoever you're dating should just accept it.
I mean, they haven't
they
had
have
a problem up until
kind
now.
Of opinion about it
I mean,
all.
They can have an opinion about it. Obviously, I don't want to look ugly, but I feel like I'm
what
harsher.
What if it doesn't work for you? What if
I don't think that I've done anything that doesn't work for me because I feel like I'm the bigger critic in my life always. So anything that I'm doing, like, I feel like I'm going to be like, that's not really going to... And I would never do anything that's permanent
okay.
that... I wasn't sure was working for me, if that makes any sense. So, like, if I decide I want to wear a big white afro, I'm not going to dye my actual hair white
okay.
and wear the afro. I would get a wig because I can take it off. So I just feel like I want to be able to make that just because I need that. Like, that's a part of my personal expression, like, to be able to change up my hair and put on if I want to wear a blue wig one evening out, then maybe I want to wear
become,
out. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
you want to become what's an alternate? What's your?
I don't
sexy alternate.
We're not
name?
Talking about that.
No, I
want to
know your sexy alternate name.
I don't have sexy alternate names because I'm not partaking in these activities currently.
I don't think the viewers believe that either. Sorry.
Well, good luck.
I've
to
seen
Amar.
All the wigs in her closet. She's playing some
you
roles.
Ain't seen all my wigs today. Anyway, so good luck, Tamar. We love you and congratulations on freeing yourself.
And let us know
said.
If you really get divorced because we're really confused.
I mean, I
one
really,
minute they divorce, next minute
really,
you're mad
like,
at production.
I want him to sometime because if he really was beating on her, I'm like, damn.
I mean, yeah.
But like at the same time, I'm like, oh, but they were such a good couple. But anyway, moving on. Speaking of couples that separated and having issues and back in the news this week, Omarion and April Jones, people we ain't never talking about on Black Hollywood Live. And we want to kind of let y'all know we don't really do the gossip, but we want to go into the questions behind what the gossip actually was.
Right.
So just to introduce it, the gossip was is that basically April and Omarion broke up like, I don't know, like 2 years ago at this point, something like that. They got two kids together. And this two week, kids. She, on social media, she put out some quotes. And she said the following. She said, "You can't make someone responsible. Either they want to parent or they don't. And when they don't, I pray there is one parent who will. No matter what happens between two people, you never drag innocent kids into the middle. Can we please grow up, please?" And then she went on to Snapchat and like did a video basically saying that Omarion had not seen his kids in over a month or something. And the thing that was interesting is that a lot of her comments started to pop up saying things like, "Well, you shouldn't be with a man unless you know you can take care of the kids by yourself. You should never have a man's child unless you know you can be a single parent." And a lot of people were quoting that their mothers and grandmothers had warned them not to have a child unless they can emotionally and financially operate as a single parent. And then there was another debate on the other side coming at those people like, how dare you say that? She thought she was getting married to this person. They had two kids together. They had been in a very long relationship with each other. And why is it that a woman has to be like determined to be able to have a kid by herself and assuming like to prepare just in case the man, nobody's telling the men like don't have a kid unless you can raise the kid and take care of the kid by yourself, because apparently they don't have to step up in those situations. But we're telling this woman who, by all means, people want to like, some people want to denigrate her to like groupie status, but she was an educated young woman that he met and they had been with for a really long time. So the argument kind of was just going back and forth. Like, why are we communicating to women that they have to be the ones that are totally capable and responsible of taking care of the kids on their own if they've decided to have a child?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it stems back from the women actually carrying the child. So at the end of the day, a man doesn't carry the child. I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but that probably goes back to that back in the day kind of thinking where the woman's carrying the child. So the guy could, you know, they always say that, it takes a while for sometimes the men to have an attachment to their kid at the beginning. You know, that's, I've heard rumors that, I don't even know if this is true, but I've heard that rumors that like, genetically, kids are supposed to be born looking like their father, so the father can identify. I don't know if that's
so.
True.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that is.
I'd have to look that up, or you guys could tweet us and let us know if that's true. But I think, you know, she has not had the best rep, and not saying that it's an excuse. But she, you know, also you're putting all your business out on social media, so
well, of course.
I mean, you're gonna get a variation of responses back
of
to
course.
You. And sometimes I feel like that's the curse of social media, because I can be mad today and put something about you today, but then tomorrow I'll feel something differently, but it's out there.
Well, that's
in that
why
social
you ain't supposed
media.
To put it out about your parents and with the baby mamas and daddies.
Yeah, because
like,
those kids, I mean, that's something that's going to live even when those kids get older, that they can go back and look
but
and see.
But in
what
the end, is that advice that you would be giving to your daughter or sister, like, you need to make sure that you are totally capable of being emotionally and financially responsible for this child,
I would
or
not,
don't have a child?
I would say you better make sure who you're with is equally as responsible as you and going to take care
but
of
you. But
how
do you know that until
you
they
don't.
Have a baby?
I mean, you won't, unless you get some type of prenup before.
But what the prenup ain't going to keep them in their life and make them show up for their kids?
I mean, you can't force nobody to keep anybody in your life. There's nothing you can do about that.
Why
except
y'all
hope.
Can't just take care of y'all kids?
Listen, don't go saying that, because lots of
no,
men
I'm
take
saying,
care of their kids.
I'm saying take care of as in show up for the, obviously the people that are not showing up. I'm not referring to all men.
Right.
But just show up for your kids. And that's women too. There's plenty of women that don't show up for their kids.
Well, also,
the way
I think the
should.
Problem is that what we're also, you know, a lot of times people don't get along and they use their kids as the clutch in between to go back and forth, which ain't fair either. And that's something I always said I would never, ever do, because it's just not, you know, get your shit together. Get
people,
it.
It's so funny because people are always like, I would never do that with my kid. I would never let that
I would
happen.
Not.
And
no,
then,
I
but
wouldn't.
Somehow, so many people do. Because
I wouldn't,
because
I was a
clicks.
Victim of it, so I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I was a victim of it. I wouldn't
it. Either.
I would never do
I
it.
I don't.
She needs, you know, I mean, is Omarion making any money?
I don't even know. I'm like, where was he at? He ain't see his kids in a month. Like, right. Is he, like, touring? Because I don't know. We ain't got Jesse here with the music,
right.
So I don't know. I know he had a song a minute ago, but I feel like that was, like, a year
I mean,
and
the last one I can remember is Touch with Pharrell, and that was my jam, but
I think that's old.
It's real old.
Yeah, that's
oh, it's
old.
Like...
I'm like
7 years.
I'm like
old.
That's really old.
No, I'm joking. Is that? I just that's the. Song
he at least had the booty grocery song.
He did the booty grocery song. He did. Yeah,
I love the booty grocery.
The booty groceries, and I knew what you were talking about. Right. That's what's even crazier.
Wow. On that note, guys.
Marianne, and I hope you can get it together, bro.
Keep your business off social media. And women, if you want to have a baby, have a baby.
Just good luck. You should be able to take care of it if you're going to have it, though.
I mean, I agree with that. But it just felt very much like getting the dude off the hook.
A dude should not be off the hook.
It's like, oh, you shouldn't. Because if you're in a relationship, I personally don't think you should have one unless you're married, at least. And people were like, well, people get divorced all the time. I was like, yeah, but when you decided to get married, at least you kind of decided to take another level of commitment. I just can't be nobody's baby mama. Like, I don't know how that.
Yeah, and see, I'm in a weird way. I don't necessarily think you need to be married to have a kid as long as you have a certain agreement.
I don't think you need to. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
And I'm going to just leave it at that.
All right.
So just in case you want to, you know, talk about things like marriage and relationships and life choices and healthy choices and all kinds of cool things, you guys, we have a new podcast that you should check out. Have you checked it out, Dario? It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. You can learn stuff about health and wellness, career, relationships, finances. You could probably learn some things about what Dario's talking about because he be doing dirty stuff and he might be talking about it on Conversations with Maria.
You never know
because he was on there today. So if you want to find out all these little secrets and wonderful things, you guys, check out Conversations with Maria Menounos. Just go over to iTunes and subscribe for free. And make sure you rate and comment when you do and let Maria know that you were there. Conversations with Maria Podcast Edition. Make sure you check it out.
Let her know you heard it on BHL.
Yeah, tell her. BHL this week told y'all to go check out her podcast.
That's right. It's dope. All right, we're going to move on to our ER Web Story Spotlight of the Week. There you go, Anthony. I was waiting to see if you were going to remember to have the button ready.
He was like,
you did it.
Yes.
You did it. That's Anthony from the booth. Give him a shout out.
Hi.
All right. Well, one of my favorite artists of all time, unfortunately, who passed away on April 21st, 2016, Prince, who we played at the beginning. Well, we are coming up on the second anniversary of his death, and there's been a lot going on since then. I mean, last year they had a really big celebration with him at Paisley Park.
Yes.
This year they are planning another tribute celebration there that's going to involve a lot of the old band members, like The Revolution, Des Dickerson.
Cool.
A lot of those older people who were working with Prince for many years. It's scheduled to take place, the celebration is going to take place April 19th through the 22nd. They're saying that there'll be a tribute fence that will be installed inside of the grounds of Prince's Paisley Park so fans can, you know, have their interaction, see the band members, you know, mourn or celebrate, whatever way they like to do it. It also is going to include a concert called Prince Live on the Big Screen at the Target Center in Minneapolis. So it's going to be a really big thing coming up in the next couple of weeks. I can't believe it's going on 2 years.
I know. That's the crazy
it's
part.
Crazy.
I was like,
because his music still lives on so much, you know, and there's
so
much
fresh.
It
like,
does.
It still feels fresh. Like it just happened.
It
but
does.
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. And now there are new reports that were just reported this week, toxicology reports that revealed that Prince had a high level of fentanyl. Is it fentanyl?
Fentanyl.
In his body when he died. I mean, we had, you know, we've heard a lot of the speculations and rumors about it, but his autopsy has come
back
in saying that
it took 2 years.
It was a high level of that in his system.
They said it was like crazy high for somebody his size.
For his size,
he was
too.
So tiny.
You know, that still trips me out a lot because I'm obviously a huge Prince fan, and the thing is with him, even when you ask a lot of his old band members, he never wanted drugs around him or never allowed his band members to have drugs in his presence. So the thought of this is the way that he died is still so crazy to me.
But painkillers
are so addictive. You got to watch those.
It's addictive, and it's just people don't place them in the same category or haven't been placing them in the same category as things like cocaine and heroin. Yeah. And it's like, yo, it's just as dangerous.
And then the mixing of them too.
Yeah.
You know, that's the scary part. You don't really know what's going to not mix well together.
Yeah.
So,
and once you're kind of on them and you can't, like, you don't function the same off of them and it's harder to get off. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially when you know, like, chronic pain is like a very unfortunate thing that a lot of people in this country and all over the world suffer from, like consistent pain. And obviously performing and being in chronic pain and trying to, like, show up for all your performances and you're just medicating that pain, trying to do what you love and what people expect of you, and it's
just, yeah. I mean, he had hit replacement as well, and it's from all those years of jumping on pianos and wearing heels all those years. And you know, just caught up to him, unfortunately. But you know, I will not be at the celebration. I'm upset about that. But
I know it's kind of. I'm like, I'm trying to take a trip to Minneapolis.
I mean, I've never even been to Minneapolis.
Me either.
So I'd like.
I've
to
only
go.
Flown through there.
Maybe we should do a BHL trip on the road.
On
our
road.
Search for Prince Minneapolis.
I know it's a month away.
Maybe we should do it.
We can make that happen.
Let's make it happen.
It's a weekend, right?
19th through the 22nd. Sounds about like
that
a weekend.
Like, I bet that sounds weekend. Like the second weekend of Coachella.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm. That means we'll be missing Beyonce and Destiny's Child if they really come
and
out.
And pregnant Cardi B.
And pregnant Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can go the first weekend.
That's true.
That's true. The best weekend.
That's the best weekend anyway. Yeah.
But I'm kind of scared.
Why are you scared?
I just was listening on the radio, and they're talking about all the extra security and stuff.
It's just going to be crazy.
And I'm just like, that's so sad that that's, like, where we are now.
Well,
but, I mean, they have to. Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just saying that's just... Because people go, you want to go to a festival and just be out
and
free. Those days are over.
I'm not worrying about stuff when you go places.
Yeah.
I worry when I go to the movies.
I go.
Right?
I worry everywhere I go. I'll be like,
I strategically set my place in the movie theater to find out where the exit is.
Yep. Every time. So it's just the world we live in.
The world we live in. And another world we live in is one that lets cops go free after they shoot unarmed black men. So a lot of people have been talking about this story as well because, you know, obviously we have been following the story of Alton Sterling, who was killed by two cops 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
He was shot in July 5th, 2016, outside of a... Baton Rouge store where he was frequently there selling CDs. There's been a lot of conflicting reports back and forth with, you know, did he have a gun on him? Did he draw the gun on the police? There was a man in the store who saw the incident take place. He said that he did not see Sterling with a gun. Mm-hmm. He said, or not pull out a gun. He said that he thought he may have had a gun in his pocket. But, you know, there's been lots of things back and forth as far as, like, how Alton Sterling reacted to the cops and how much force was used. But the two white cops won't be charged for killing Alton Sterling. And this has, once again, caused, you know, a really big uproar. I mean, they're talking about protesting again in Louisiana. And, you know, it's just... It's really unfortunate. And, you know, were you surprised by the cops being let go?
No.
At this stage?
Not even. Like, it's kind of sort of like, it's kind of crazy that this happens this week. We find out they're not going to press charges. Same week we get all this news about Stephon Clark in Sacramento that was shot in his grandma's backyard like 20 times or something insane.
And he was unarmed.
He was unarmed.
One of the cops was black, actually.
Yeah. Which we've already discovered that once you're wearing blue, it's not about black or white.
Right.
It's about the blue. So it's really funny. Not funny. Like, I was an insomniac on Tuesday night, and I finished watching the series on Netflix, 7 Seconds. And it's about basically the cops that kind of left a black child and the whole process of trying to get them convicted of leaving this child. One cop hits the kid and his cronies come and help.
Oh, this is the way Regina King.
Regina King,
right? I saw that episode.
Yeah.
So good.
It's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to watch it, but whatever. I got caught up in it. And I was just like, afterwards, I was just like, what are we going to do? Like, what are we really going to do? Because I felt like they did not give us the happy ending like you would want from a TV show. They gave us the real.
Yeah.
Like, home dude, I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but it's been on Netflix for a month or so at this point. But basically, the dude gets like 30 days in jail.
Yeah.
And the other cops that were a part of the conspiracy to cover it all up got nothing. Like, so it's just... It's like, what else is it going to take? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know what else we're supposed to. And then to have the White House come out this week and say that this cop killing situation is a local matter.
Local
it's
matter.
Not a federal issue is disturbing, but not surprising. But
I mean, you know,
still
and we're
disturbing.
And we're theoretically battling two different problems. We're battling our cop problem and our gun control problem.
Of course.
So, you know, intertwined with those two things together is just unfortunate because we're not getting any good results.
No.
But we're focused on Trump's nonsense and calling Roseanne to wish her congratulations for her 18.2 million, you know, revamp of the Roseanne show. That's what he's doing.
Shout out. I can't wait for them to do a gun control episode for real. on Roseanne.
I don't think that they will because she's a Trump supporter. So
well,
she's not
she'll do it. Because she's smart. Like, she's not, just because she's a Trump supporter doesn't mean she liked it. Because even in the first episode, like, they're arguing about her voting for Trump and not whatever. So I don't think they won't address it. But either way, shout out to all the kids that marched last weekend.
Absolutely.
Against gun violence. And shout out to those that stood up and talked about how urban communities and black communities have been dealing with gun violence and cop violence, not just, you know, regular gun violence, like, and the cops, and like standing up for those voices that haven't been heard or nobody cared about until the white kids got shot up in Parkland.
That's true.
So keep marching, I guess. Like, I don't even know. Like, what do you tell? Like, how do I wonder what these kids at like 15 years old, they like went to DC and they're marching and they're like, we want this to stop. And like, then you hear this and you're like, okay, well.
Yeah, but here's the only thing that gives me a slight hope is that those 15 or 16 year olds have to grow up, and so those people, those kids, will be the ones who are now regulating the laws and things that are going on that will hopefully, you know, spark the change, the real change.
Do you think that, or do you think, because
I'm hoping. That's all I got. That's all I got left.
That's all I got to hope. Because I just wonder. I'm like, because I don't feel like the people that are technically in power now were always like, yeah, it's fine to shoot it up. But like, you get indoctrinated into the system as it exists as you get older because you have to survive and you live and you whatever. So once you get to a certain point, do they just end up, how do they really, will they really be able to break the cycle, I guess, is my question. Or do they just get recycled into the same thing? Because obviously the same thing has been going on for quite some time. Maybe not, you know, kids shooting up schools. Maybe that's fairly, you know, last 20 years. But cop violence and gun culture has been here much longer than that. True. So
I'm hopeful. I'm going to stay hopeful because that's all I got. Otherwise, I'm going to be depressed.
I guess.
I mean,
I'll work on that. I'm going to smile. It's summer outside.
I'm going to manifest that positive energy into the universe so that these 15, 16-year-old, 14-year-olds who gave dynamic speeches.
They
did. I was like,
11-year-olds, actually. There were at least two 11-year-olds that I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
In fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
Would you do that?
No, I don't even know if I had that. I thought I was smart, but I don't even know if I was that smart now that I look back at these kids right now.
And to get up and do all of that in front of that crowd. And I was super impressed.
And have that pose and confidence. All right, they're telling us we got to wrap up.
We do.
So, Courtney, where can people find you and your wigs and your new look?
You're so funny.
And your new look.
You'd like to know. You can find me everywhere social media at Stuart Starlin.
You can find me
somewhere
on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Apparently, somewhere.
Snatching wigs off.
Snatching wigs. Asking for heads to be shaved, or, you know, wigs be put back on or whatever.
Oh,
you're so crazy. You're so crazy.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you, guys. You can find me anywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Check out Maria Menounos' conversation with Maria Menounos on SiriusXM today. I was on today, and we actually had a detective on there who has a lot of things to say about gun control and just profiling criminals.
Yeah.
Really good.
Check it out.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We don't know if Jesse will be here, but
we'll
be here. And we have guests, so.
Hopefully.
All right, see you guys later.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.